Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbort. With today's shiur is Hilchos Shgagos, the laws of sacrifices which atone for sins committed unknowingly or unwillingly, chapter 12, containing two halachas. Halacha Aleph, kol dava shechayovim al shigigosa ichatis kvua, any sin which, if one committed this unknowingly, he would have to offer a chatos kvua, a chatos which is specified as being a female sheep or goat. Im shagigu bezdin hagodol dehoyro, if the great Sanhedrin, the great bezdin of 71 judges, which sits in the chamber of cut stones in the next to the Beis Hamikdash in the courtyard, if they by mistakenly issued a judgment of law, the hoyru, and they proclaimed a law lahatiroi to permit this forbidden thing, this sinful thing, the shagigu ha'am, and then the people, being unaware of what the true law was, shagigu ha'am b'hoyrosam, following the judgment of the great Bezdin, the people went ahead and followed their judgment, not knowing that the law was not so, v'osu ha'am, and the people committed this sin, v'seim seimchim al hoyrosam, and they commit the sin because they rely on the judgment that was issued from the Bezdin, and thereafter the Bezdin discovers that they were mistaken. Then the Bezdin is obligated to offer a chatos for having unintentionally given a wrong judgment. And even though the judges of the Sanhedrin themselves did not commit the sin, they did not actually do the deed. Nevertheless, since based on their judgment other people did the deed, the Bezdin has to offer the sacrifice. Because we do not pay any attention to whether the Bezdin itself committed the sin, bein osu bein lo yosu, regardless of whether they did or they did not commit the sin. Elol hayrosam bilvad, we are concerned only with the judgment that the Bezdin gave out. Ushaar ha'am p'turim min ha'karban, and in such a case where the Bezdin has to bring a sacrifice, all the other people are released from this obligation and they need not bring a sacrifice. V'afal pisha hemoisim, even though they are the ones who committed the sin. Mipnei shetolu b'bezdin, because they committed the sin while relying on the judgment of Bezdin. Umahu akorbin shemeviim al shgoga zu, and what is the sacrifice that the Bezdin offers on this unintentional mistake in judgment? Im ba'avoy dezara shogagu, if their mistaken judgment concerned idol worship, v'hoiru, and they gave out in a mistaken judgment in law concerning idol worship, and people worshipped idols according to what they had judged to be permitted, mevi'im parlioyla v'soy lechatos, then they have to offer an ox as a burnt offering, v'soy lechatos, and a goat as a chatos. Because Shevet v'Shevet, and these two sacrifices have to be brought on behalf of each and every tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. The korbans and this sacrifice, Hu ha'omer b'parsha Shlach Lecha, this is the sacrifice that's mentioned in the parsha of Shlach Lecha and the Chumash Bamidbar, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'hoya im'yene ha'edo nesasal lishgaga, it shall happen that if before the eyes of the entire congregation this was done unknowingly, and oral tradition teaches us that this means that there talks about an unintentional judgment concerning avodah zarah, idol worship. However, if it was some other sin for which the penalty is kares, where if you did it unknowingly, you have to bring a chatos kvua. If there they unintentionally gave a mistaken judgment of law, maybe kol shevet v'shevet par chatos, then every tribe has to offer an ox as a guilt offering, as a sin offering. V'zehu ha'omer b'parshas Vayikra. This is the one that's mentioned in the Chumash Vayikra in Sedra Vayikra. She'ne'emar, as the Pasuk says, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishguf, the entire congregation of Israel shall do it mistakenly. Nimtzei salamid, this teaches us, she'im shagagu bezdin ha'godol b'hayro b'avoydezara, that if the great Sanhedrin were mistaken in their judgment concerning Avodah Zarah, Mevi'im Kol HaKol, Shnei Matzah Purim, then the entire congregation of Israel have to offer Shnei Matzah Purim Oilus, 12 oxen as burnt offerings, or Shnei Matzah Se'irim Chatois, and 12 goats as sin offerings, V'heim Nisrafis, and these are the burnt goats. Sharei Domam Nichnas Lifnim, because as the Pasuk there specifies, the blood is taken inside the Heichal, and as we have learned in Hilchas Masi HaKorbanis, such sin offerings, such chatoris are to be burnt and not eaten by Kehanim. V'heimanikroim Siri Avodah Zarah. These are called the goats of idol worship. That they atone for the sin of idol worship committed by the public based on a ruling of the Sanhedrin. V'im Bishar HaMitzvah Shagigu, and if the mistaken ruling was by some other mitzvah, not idol worship, Mevi'im Shnei Masah Parim Chatoris, then they offer 12 oxen, each one as a chatos, the heinous rapis, and these are the burnt ones. The burnt chatoyas, mipnei shadama nichnas mutnim, here again because their blood is brought inside the heichel. The chol par mehem nikra par helim dover shal tzibur. And each one of these oxen is called the ox that is offered because some law was hidden from the congregation. Shanema, as the Pasuk says, vehikrivu hakohol. The congregation shall offer the sacrifice. Kol kol v'kol. That means that each congregation separately, v'chol shevet v'shevet kori kohol, and each tribe is called a separate congregation. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, v'yamid, it's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, v'yamid Yehoshafat b'kehal Yehuda. Yehoshafat stood up among the congregation of Yehuda. So we learn that the tribe of Yehuda is a congregation. Ve'en she'osu kol Yisrael she'be'eret Yisrael al pi bezdin she'hoiru. Now, it does not matter whether all of the Jewish people that live in Eretz Yisrael committed the sin following the Bezdin that gave this mistaken judgment, Bein she'osu roiv Yisrael, or whether only the majority of the Jews did it. Afal pei she'hem miut mashvotim, and the majority could be a majority, even though if it's a majority of individuals, even if these majority come from a minority of the 12 tribes. That is, the majority came from among people of only, let's say, 4 or 5 tribes. Bein she'osu roiv hashvatim, or even if the majority of the tribes did it, afal pi she'hem miut kol Yisrael, even though they were only a minority of the individual people. That is 7 tribes, but the number of people in those tribes were less than the majority of the whole congregation of Israel. Nevertheless, mevi'in k'minyan kol hashvatim, we bring the whole number of all the tribes, that is 12, parlechol shevet v'shevet, 1 ox for each tribe, uvavoyde zoren, for idol worship, par v'tzori lechol shevet v'shevet, 1 ox and 1 goat for each tribe. Shaf elu shaleichotu, mevi'im al yedei hachoitim, because even those tribes who did not commit the sin, offer the sacrifice on behalf of those who did commit the sin. Afilu of the shevet echad bilvad, even if it was only 1 tribe, v'hu roiva kol, but the population of that tribe constituted the majority of all of Israel. Then the entire congregation has to bring 12 oxen, and for avodah zarah, 12 oxen and 12 goats. Halacha Beis, Bezdin shenistapik lahemim shagigu b'hayro iloi shagigu, if the Bezdin was in doubt as to whether they had given such a wrong ruling or not, einam chayovim b'asham tolui, they do not offer an asham tolui. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says concerning this sacrifice that the Bezdin offers for a mistaken ruling, v'noido hachatos, that the sin will become known. This teaches us that it's only that when the sin becomes known, only then can they offer, are they obligated to offer the sacrifice. As we will state in the succeeding chapter. Shebezdin chayovim ve'elu ha'isim al piyim p'turim min ha'karben. Now, in what case does this law apply that Beis Din gave a wrong ruling? The Beis Din has to offer the sacrifices, and the people who actually committed the sin do not offer a sacrifice. Kishahoyu ha-moirim, Beis Din ha-godol shal shivim ha-echad. Only if those who rendered the mistaken judgment were the great Sanhedrin of 71 judges. And the head of the Sanhedrin was there among them when they gave this judgment. And all of the members of the Sanhedrin are people who are qualified to be in the Sanhedrin and issue judgments of law. The Yitu Kula Mayrubam. And counting up the judges who agreed with this law, it turns out that the majority of them, or all of them, actually made the mistake. Were mistaken concerning this law that they gave out. The Yoiru Beperish, and it's not only that they said this is permitted, but they specifically gave out a direction to the people. They specifically instructed the people. The Yoimru La'am, and they said to the people, Mutarim Atem Lases, you are permitted to do it. It's not enough that they said this is permitted. They told people, you may do so. The Chein Elu Sheshamu Mipei Beis Din. So also those who heard from the Beis Din itself, Im Amru La'acherim, if they then went and said to others, Mutarim Atem Lasos, you are permitted to do it. That is not members of the Sanhedrin, but people who heard it, common people who heard it from the Sanhedrin, tell other people, you may do this. The Yazu Kol HaKol Oirubo Yalpiyem, and then the majority of the congregation, or all of the congregation, did it, following the instructions of these people who are repeating what they heard from Beis Din. The Yu Oisim Shoigigim Alpiyem, and the ones who did it, do it unintentionally because they're doing it according to the instruction that they heard from the common people. Umedamim shadovar shehoiru boi kados hoiru, and they think that the thing that was instructed for them to do was done in accordance with law. The yoiru, and also it requires the yoiru lebatul miktas ulakayim miktas. They cannot issue a law, a judgment of law that says that something which is forbidden, now they completely permitted it. They must leave something partly forbidden and partly permitted. They may not destroy an entire law in the Torah. In that case, it's not considered a mistaken law. It means that they only destroyed part of it. And when they discovered this, they now are aware of the specific law which they rendered a mistaken judgment about. Only if all of these facts apply, only if all of these facts apply, then the Beis Din offers the sacrifices, and the people who committed it do not have to offer a sacrifice. But if any one of the above mentioned conditions is missing, then the Beis Din are not required to offer the sacrifice. And any individual who mistakenly committed the sin, maybe chatas kvua al shigigase, he has to bring a chatas kvua for his mistaken committing of the sin. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 13.